This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced it will end the locally engaged employee visas program from May 2024, with applications to close in November. The visa is crucial for Afghans who worked for Australia, including interpreters who supported Australian soldiers. The move was recommended by an independent review into the visa program. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade's First Secretary, Andrew Walter, says the review found several issues with the program, which has caused its closure.
I think it's fair to say that she found a number of shortcomings in relation to the administration of the program, broadly consistent with what the Senate committee also found. These included, for example, poor record keeping, insufficient legal oversight, and inconsistent application of the legislative instrument as between agencies, and some communication issues and delays.
Mining giant BHP has revealed it's investigating the potential underpayment of 30,000 former and current workers. The company says rostered employees in Australia have had their leave incorrectly deducted on public holidays since 2010. BHP estimates the underpayments could cost the company more than $400 million to fix. President Geraldine Slattery has apologised to the employees affected by the errors. Thousands of state workers and union leaders have taken to the streets of Peru's capital to protest the government of President Dina Boluarte and to demand salary increases. The protesters say the government hasn't reached an agreement with the numerous unions for a salary increase. The union leaders have announced they will continue to mobilise to demand approval of the financial report, which allows collective bargaining to begin. President of the Confederation of State Workers, Jose Delgado, says the government's efforts are not good enough.
Today, 562,000 workers of the country are coming out to protest against the government because the government intends to continue impoverishing the workers. We are in centralized collective bargaining, and this is a mockery, and we as state workers reject it. That is why today we are all in the streets nationwide, going out to protest.
Wildfires in Canada's Atlantic Coast province of Nova Scotia have continued to burn out of control for a fourth day. Thousands of evacuees have been kept from trying to see if their homes have been destroyed. An estimated 200 structures, including 151 homes, have been destroyed since the fire started. Halifax Regional Fire and Emergency Deputy Chief David Meldrum says they were hoping for a break in the dry, windy weather, but that's not forecast to happen until Friday night at the earliest.
I believe this is a stressful time. It's taking considerable time, and we're containing this fire with our partners. But every day that goes by without rain, and every day that the temperature goes up, and every day that the winds are significant, allows those fuels to become more and more volatile.
In rugby, veteran All Blacks lock Sam Whitelock will quit rugby in New Zealand to join the French top 14 power after his year's World Cup. The 34-year-old has played 143 matches since his debut in 2010. He also has played 176 Super Rugby matches for the Christchurch-based Crusaders. Whitelock says he chose PAU because he would play alongside his brother Luke, the former All Blacks back rower, who joined the French club in 2019. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.